Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the World Credit Union Conference here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, where it's a little rainy today, Miriam.
It is.
A little
it
rainy.
It is, yes.
But I hear the sun's going to come out this afternoon, so that'll be good.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we are praying for sun. But no, it's absolutely gorgeous up here. If you're like a National Geographic photographer, this is the place for you.
You bet. Like, you can't see the view we have right in front of us.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And then the giant boats that come in and out here on a daily basis. So anyway, hey, but where are my manners? Introduction is Miriam DeDios. Miriam DeDios Woodward from Bike Clarity. How are you? Good
I'm
to see you.
I'm doing really well. Yes, it's great to see you.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
Fancy meeting you in Vancouver.
You know, sometimes it takes a different country for us to connect. That's okay. Yeah.
I get it. So how's the conference going for you? Because you've been very busy here. You're putting in your steps, I'm sure.
It's been wonderful. I always say this is one of my most favorite conferences because it brings together so many people from so many backgrounds and, you know, all for the same purpose of, you know, advocating for credit union. So it's really neat.
Mm-hmm.
I have been busy with the Global Women's Leadership Network. I've been a member for a while, but recently joined the Global Advisory Committee.
Oh, okay.
And so super excited to be a part of that and continue to advocate for women leadership credit union movement.
You.
Yes.
Good for you.
So they had an amazing forum here on Sunday.
Was it Sunday? What is today? I don't even know what day it is.
Yes.
I think it's Tuesday.
I think record number of attendees, lots of women, some men as well, and we want, you know, as many kind of allies and partners in this opportunity to really advance women's leadership in credit union. So I had a wonderful opportunity to speak on a panel with great leaders, Alyssa McCarter of Pomperday. I'm a big fan. She's an amazing role model for all of us women. She was on the panel, Elenita San Roque, with the Asian Alliance. I know she covers a number of Asian countries, as well as Scholastica and Dahlia from the World Council. So great panel, addressed, you know, some big topics, important ones around things like work-life balance and how we manage that, but even more important ones, how do we uplift women? How do we get more women in leadership positions? What are some of those challenges that we can overcome individually, but also work kind of systematically in terms of the movement? So it was wonderful.
I had great
questions from the audience, and it was a real honor for me to be up there with all of those great women.
I want to talk to you about work-life balance, because we're in very interesting times right now, obviously coming out of the pandemic where everybody was remote for a while, and now kind of some people are back, some people are still remote. And what was talked about work-life balance, and did the remote work type, did that ever come up in that? Or I'm just curious how that works.
It didn't come up in our conversation, but absolutely. I mean, I think it's a part of the broader conversation. I think things have changed. You know, I'll say for my organization, prior to the pandemic, we actually had some remote folks already and had been working remotely to some degree.
It was happening already.
It really was. And so this just pushed everything to be on the same level. And so I think it normalized some things in that regard. But then, of course, you know, distance and time. I have folks on my team that are in other countries.
I know.
In that regard, I think things are getting better. We have more opportunities to see each other. But I'd say, just from an individual perspective, it is a bit harder if you are in a hybrid environment. You know, you're working remotely, you get home, and, you know, when do I shut that laptop down?
Exactly. Where do you set the boundaries?
Exactly. Yeah. And so that, I think, you have to be very proactive about. And I'll tell you, I have two toddler girls, 2 and 4.
Fun. Oh, the fun time.
They are.
Oh,
and
so much fun.
I shared this on the panel. You know, they have been the great, just a great reason for me to remember those boundaries, because the minute, you know, I go pick them up and bring them home, they don't let me think about anything else,
right?
It is all about them.
Yep.
And so, you know, that's really important, and I appreciate that. But there's hard days, there's better days, you know. And
Miriam, as they get older, that focus just increases a little bit.
It does, right? Yeah. It becomes a little different, but yes, I see that.
But yeah, that's great that you were able to set those boundaries, because I'm got to do the same thing with our girls as well. So yeah, so it's but it's so much fun. Wouldn't have it any other way, for
Absolutely.
Sure. So yeah, so what was some of the feedback from that? I mean, you talked about there was a lot of questions and things like that. Were there any kind of anything stand out for you as far
really
as feedback
questions.
Or questions?
Some of the feedback was around, I think, that balance question. And really, is it a balance question, or is
I think there's such thing. I don't think there's a perfect balance, but we try to do the best we can.
I agree.
Yeah.
I remember a question around imposter syndrome.
Oh.
I'm sure you've maybe kind of read about this.
I feel that
women
every
tend
day.
To feel this a bit more, and so there's a question from the audience if we've felt that, and you know what have we done to overcome that? Absolutely. I mean, I think there's many times when I still feel that, and it's kind of that doubt and those you know questions that come through your mind before entering something new or something that might seem uncomfortable. But what you have to do is just remember why you're there. You know, being there is important. You need to be there, whether it's to whatever it is you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Bring awareness to
yeah.
something, educate, train, and so try to squash that
exactly.
as much as you can. And I think you just have to keep repeating that to yourself and kind of the positive
yeah.
mantra. So
yeah, I like what you said about that. You're there for a reason.
Absolutely.
And you're an expert for a reason. You're
yes.
you're in that position. And so once you kind of compartmentalize that imposter syndrome,
yes.
put it over there for
yes.
now, you know?
Focus on those facts.
Exactly.
And
once you get in the moment, man, then you get rolling. You
yes.
do what you do best, for
easier
sure.
Easier said than done, but absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. So, yes or no, it was Sunday when the Global Women's Leadership Network was on the stairs right behind
yes,
you there
in
the giant picture.
Yes.
So, tell me how the organization has grown over the years, because you've been involved in, like you said, a number of years now,
yes.
and you've seen it grow, the sister
yes.
societies all over the planet.
Absolutely, yes. And I wish I had my chart to share some of the numbers with you, but happy to send that afterwards
sure.
To
yeah.
you as well.
Sure.
Yes, I mean, just the number of sister societies has grown tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
There's a number of summits, which are more kind of workshop-like, kind of oriented
yeah.
training education
yeah.
opportunities,
mm-hmm.
especially for you know women who are looking for more resources, more tools
mm-hmm.
to advance in their careers.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, there's always the forum at the World Council conferences, and that continues to change based
yeah.
on feedback
yeah.
from members in terms
mm-hmm.
of what they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's wonderful, still tremendous opportunity, because if we think about kind of the purpose of this, you know, there is a big gender gap, right?
Oh,
and so that's what we're trying to address with some of this. So I'd say we've made some progress there, but there's still a lot more.
There's a lot of work to be done still.
A lot
but
more
I have to tell you, at the GAC this year, on my last day doing interviews, I usually do interviews on Wednesday morning, and then I break down and escape, get back to reality.
Yes.
Yeah, but every interview I had that morning was with a woman leader.
I love that.
And these women were, oh my gosh, dare I say, they were kick ass. I apologize for my
yeah.
language, but
of course.
And I was just like, wow, how things have changed, because that wouldn't have happened maybe 10 years ago.
Well,
it was a dozen interviews, and each one of them was a woman leader of a credit union mm-hmm. or an organization like Viclarity or something like that. And it was like, wow,
that's amazing.
This is pretty cool.
Each one of them was just evident. Yes.
Yeah, and each one of them was just unbelievable. It's like, you're doing that? Are you kidding me? So
yes.
it's really refreshing to see that, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and even just with the World Council structure and organization, you have Alyssa,
yeah.
right? President, yeah. CEO, Diana Dykstra,
yeah.
Chair
mm-hmm.
of the board, and I think she may just be coming off of that term,
yeah.
but that's exciting.
Yeah.
So absolutely,
yeah.
very powerful, important women who are, you know, trying to advance and uplift other women
mm-hmm.
in our movement,
mm-hmm.
too.
Indeed, indeed. All right, let's switch gears to
yeah.
Viclarity real quick. Give us an update on what's going on with Viclarity. Is it Viclarity Global or
just Viclarity?
Okay.
Viclarity, yes.
Right.
And we may have talked kind of, I want to say, a little over 3 years ago when we expanded the company and really
mm-hmm.
became global
mm-hmm.
since then.
Mm-hmm.
Highly focused on bringing more of the software solutions to our credit unions here in the States.
Mm-hmm.
So Viclarity, prior to joining to PolicyWorks, had been serving a number of industries, including credit unions in Ireland and Europe.
Yeah,
and so we have extensive experience there. But seeing that there's such a huge need for governance, risk, compliance, technology here in the States. And we've been working with credit unions for 15 years as well on the services side.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're complementing our compliance services with our technology.
Mm-hmm.
So we're finding, I mean, lots of challenges with credit unions right now when it comes to shortage of compliance staff. Certainly lots of pressures. I think the regulatory burden, compliance burden, you know, hasn't changed, if anything. Well,
that's a full-time job.
I take that back. It's probably grown, right?
Yeah,
there is that need. Mm-hmm. And then you have businesses in general, credit unions too, looking for efficiencies, mm-hmm. you know, opportunities to save time, money. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. all of those are good challenges for us in that we have solutions yeah. to help solve for that. So we're seeing lots of interest in risk management solutions. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially with all the craziness that happened with banks not a while back.
Yeah.
You know, it's certainly yeah. some management opportunities there, but risk management mm-hmm. has been elevated a bit.
Yep.
So that's important. Certainly still compliance vendor management. Mm-hmm. So I attended the regulatory session yesterday mm-hmm. here at the World Council, and mm-hmm. one of the things they talked about was vendor management, really third-party
yeah.
risk, right?
Yeah.
That is a big topic mm-hmm. for us. We recently did a webinar on this, and we're talking to credit unions all the time mm-hmm. around that. How do you mm-hmm. put your arms around that? How do you start to track
well,
that better?
Well, there's so many, like on the fintech side, there's
oh,
so
yeah.
many now. It's I can't imagine. I mean, you have to have a whole department just to like
to manage that.
to manage
yes,
that.
And that
especially
keeps
in a smaller
growing.
Credit union as well. Can
absolutely.
Yeah.
So technology can aid and support all of that.
Right.
And so we're excited about that, to be able to bring more of those solutions. We have more, you know, kind of case studies to share with mm-hmm. credit unions mm-hmm. on how that technology is really helping some of those things. I'd say we're also looking at a number of global issues too.
Okay.
So sustainability, mm-hmm. you know, we talk about ESG, and actually that's been a pretty big
yeah.
topic here
yeah.
at the conference,
yep.
right? And you can't negate what's happening with climate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, at the regulatory session, this was brought up as well, and we're keeping track of this. The NCUA just put out a request for information on climate risks and how that impacts credit unions today and possibly members. So we're tracking that.
Yeah.
You know, that is important. It all plays into risk management.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure we're, you know, keeping track of what the regulators are saying
okay.
around that, so we can help credit unions in that regard. Solar lending.
That's big.
We just put out a white paper around that,
mm-hmm.
keeping track of that. There's some new opportunities in that regard with sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
And then back to third-party risk management, doing a lot in that regard of
mm-hmm.
just keeping track of what's going on.
Okay.
And
okay.
Yeah. And that's just a few things, but
Miriam,
just to give you an idea.
You don't have a full plate, you have a full buffet going here.
Well,
my gosh.
It takes an amazing team
yeah.
who's really behind all
yeah.
of this to make it happen.
Yeah, you guys
absolutely.
Do a good job at Clarity for sure.
Yes.
For sure. Yeah. So good stuff. Oh my gosh. Any other takeaway? I'm getting back to the conference. Any other takeaways from the conference that you're going to take back to Clarity or what's the buzz in the hallways that you're going to take
I
back?
I think there's so much. The ethical futurist conversation yesterday, I don't know if you caught that, one
mm-hmm.
of the keynoters,
yeah.
Was fantastic. Just to, you know, kind of get out of today, think 5-10 years down the road.
Yeah.
You know, what's happening technology-wise, kind of climate-wise,
mm-hmm.
how can you leverage, well, take advantage of the challenges from a positive standpoint? Can we think creatively to solve some of these
yeah.
issues?
Yeah.
And how can credit unions be at the forefront of that? So certainly lots of opportunity
mm-hmm.
there. From our perspective, you know, thinking about the evolution of technology, what's next, applying that to our planning sessions
mm-hmm.
for sure. I mentioned the regulatory takeaways. That's always very important for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then outside of that, it's really, you know, I take a lot from a leadership standpoint in terms of learning, like with the GWLN forum. I learn a lot from the leaders around me. So great takeaways.
Yeah,
Sandra
yeah.
McDowell talked about
oh, yeah,
the
she was here yesterday.
Yes. the coaching approach to leadership. I took away quite a bit from her session. So
stop telling people
yes,
what to do.
Exactly. And wait before you talk, right?
That's right.
Like,
yeah.
Yes. So there's so much, Mike. Yes.
Oh, my, I know. You,
yes,
if you
I
have a notebook,
conference.
If anybody
yes.
has a paper notebook,
yes.
it's going to be full by the time Wednesday rolls around. So good stuff. Anything else to add? I could talk to you for hours, Miriam, but anything else to add to wrap up
the
here?
Only thing I might just call out a couple things.
Sure,
so we
sure.
have a ton of new resources on our website.
Oh, cool.
So go
okay.
to ViClarityUS.com.
Okay.
Check out the resources page. Lots of use cases and blogs to take advantage of there. Great resources.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe you might be talking to Ogi Sheehy here soon.
I think so, yeah.
Yes, who's
yes.
our global CIO and
mm-hmm.
CEO of our European business, talking about the role of risk officers at a credit union. So again, back to this focus on risk management.
Yep. Yep.
Don't miss out that session with
okay.
you coming up here.
All
yeah.
right, all right, good stuff. All right, Miriam, well, I'm going to let you get going because I know you have a busy schedule here, but thank you so much, as always, for your time and your expertise and your insights as well. We always appreciate it,
Mike.
You
yes,
are welcome.
Wonderful.
Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.